Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. What I'm going to be sharing with you today is a subject that I think we're all probably a little bit sick of right now, and that's the resource profits tax. I'm sure you'll all agree that we haven't been able to even pick up a paper without seeing some sort of a heading about this tax on every second page. And what I wanted to discuss today is really what this tax means for you as a trader and investor. Now, I believe there is some merit in a tax like the resource profits tax. Obviously, the government has totally buggered up the way they were looking to implement it, but I think the bare bones ideas of what they're looking to do is a good idea, because what this tax ultimately does is redistributes more evenly profits from resources across the whole community. At the moment, we've got a state-based royalty tax, which basically sees a lot of the profits go back to the Queensland and Western Australian state governments. So in putting together something like this, the government is on the right track to providing benefits to the whole of Australia rather than just those two particular states. In addition to this, the tax is likely to fund the company tax break from 30% to 28%. Now, this may seem like a small change and it could just be a bit of a government sweetener, and whether this is really going to have any effect with regard to improving business sentiment or not, we won't really know for some time. However, it's good to see the government is putting steps in place for something like this. The resource super profits tax is also likely to fund other small business tax breaks and also potentially some of the health reforms being put in place. And we all know one of the main reasons why the government wants to put something like this in place is because of our budget in terms of surplus, and Wayne Swan's looking to have us back in surplus in around 3 years' time. One of the main problems, however, with the resource super profits tax, in my opinion, is that in the Ken Henry review, this tax was designed to abolish the state-based royalty tax that I was talking about just before. However, the way it's looking to be implemented now is to be actually whacked on top of these other royalties. And I think this is wrong, because we should just be putting one tax in across the board to make things simple for the mining companies. Now, obviously, no one wants to pay more tax. And every time there is talk about tax increases, someone's going to be up in arms about the subject. I mean, you just have to think back to reactions of business and public in relation to GST or capital gains. No one wanted either. In particular, with the GST, there was large uncertainty about how it was to be implemented and what products would be affected. However, we've obviously now adjusted to living with this new form of tax, and the resource super profits tax is likely to be the same, but I think we're likely to see a few more adjustments made before anything like it is actually put in place. Now, like the GST, the major problem that remains with the resource super profits tax is the large level of uncertainty around the tax and exactly how it will affect resource companies. This uncertainty obviously feeds fear, and this fear has obviously contributed to a lot of the value decreases we've seen of a lot of the mining companies on our market over the last couple of months. But I'm only seeing this as a short-term aspect of how this is all going to unfold. I think once we have the tax set in stone, so to speak, investor confidence will return and resource stocks will continue to rise over the longer term. Put it this way, if you buy BHP now, in 10 years' time, it will double in price, pure and simple. So whilst there may be some volatility short term, this will dissipate. There is also talk that the tax will stymie future mining projects. And while there is a lot of validity to this particular claim, and we have seen banks pull lending given the uncertainty of the resource super profits tax, I think there's something about this that might actually work in our favour. Because as investors and traders, we understand the pure workings of supply and demand. For instance, if China and India continue to grow at a steady pace, they will continue to buy our resources. Now, if there are less mines opening up, contributing to lower levels of supply with a steady or increasing demand, this is likely to put upward pressure on prices, which is obviously going to be reflected in share prices. So at the end of the day, a new tax will emerge from this whole debate. Yet I don't think there'll be a long-term adverse effect to investors and traders at this particular point in time. The mining companies still need to dig up our resource assets, and there will always be someone else willing to buy. So whilst there may be some volatility short-term, I think this will dissipate and our mining stocks will continue to present great investment opportunities. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300-SHARETRADE.